20 people applied during the nationwide search that closed up March 12th. During a radio call-in show this week, school board member Randy Lantine said it was a good pool of people who applied for the job.
We had a very strong consensus coming out of committee with the four selections of people we'd like to pursue farther. So that was good. A lot of people brought up different points on candidates, so we had a good discussion on everybody, and it was nice to see a good consensus come out of that.
The four finalists were chosen by the board along with a committee of administrators, staff, and teachers. During the radio call-in show Tuesday, board member Brian Haas said the downturn in the economy may be helping with the hiring.
I think the economy causes some people to want to continue working where they might be retiring. And we've got some candidates that are very experienced, very seasoned, very strong candidates that might fall into that realm.
Haas said all four are strong candidates.
They all bring something a little bit different to the table. So we've got two candidates that are from Alaska. We have two that are then obviously from the lower 48. One has had Alaskan experience. Three of the candidates are now or have been superintendents. One is a principal and administrator with, you know, highly qualified experience and has a certificate, is looking to step up into a superintendent's position. So there's some diversity.
One of the finalists is Peggy Cowan, who announced in January she'll be stepping down from the Juneau superintendent's job at the end of this school year. She's held that position since 2003. She was also assistant superintendent and curriculum director at times for the Juneau district. Cowan has worked for the State Department of Education and has been an adjunct faculty member for the University of Alaska. She has her administrative credentials from the University of Alaska, as well as a master's degree from Michigan and a bachelor's degree from Cornell. Another candidate with Alaskan experience is Robert Thomason of Hillsboro, Oregon. He was superintendent of the Nenana School District from 2005 through 2008. He has also worked as director of technology and human resources for a school district in Forest Grove, Oregon. Thomason has also held principal and teaching positions in Oregon, Idaho, California, Saudi Arabia, and Australia. He has advanced degrees from the University of Nevada, the University of Laverne, and a bachelor's degree from California State University at Chico. A third candidate, Deborah Akers, is currently the superintendent in Mercer County, West Virginia. She's been superintendent of that large school district since 1993. She's also served as interim and assistant superintendent there and held other jobs, including teacher, with that district dating back to 1974. Akers has also been an adjunct professor with several colleges in Virginia and West Virginia. Akers has a doctorate degree in education from Virginia Tech, a master's degree from Radford University, and a bachelor's degree from Concord College. Akers last month received a new two-year contract with the Mercer County District and a pay raise for the next 2 years. The only candidate who has yet to be a superintendent is Sioux Valley High School principal Rob Pico. He's a former U.S. Marine and currently working on his doctorate through the University of Southern Mississippi. Pico has a master's degree from Tulane University and a bachelor's degree from the University of New Orleans. He's also been a principal in Wasilla, Barrow, Kaktovik, and Atkwasuk, as well as a teacher in New Orleans and Honduras. The four finalists will be in town April 7th through the 10th, and they'll interview with the board April 9th. A community forum to meet the applicants will be held Wednesday, April 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the high school commons. Board member Lantine said there will also be a forum with staff members that day, as well as feedback forums for the public.
This is a little different than most of these are done, with as much involvement with community. Sure, staff is usually involved, but we really want this to be a community-owned hire. You know, as we go into this, get as much input, because everyone's going to pick up different things on these individuals. And we want as much information to make this selection as we can get.
The board could select one of the candidates for the job immediately after the interviews April 9th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.